It is my pleasure to welcome back Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. This is our on typically the same day. It floats a little bit, and that is because we work with wonderful doctors like James Harrington. And today was the perfect day for us to spend this half hour together. So here we are. So the program does float occasionally, but it's usually within about a week or so of this Thursday. It's always on a Thursday, and typically first Thursday, second Thursday, floats just a little bit. Dr. Harrington is a vascular and endovascular surgeon, board certified in both vascular and general surgery. Dr. Harrington earned his medical degree from the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey, UMDNJ, Medical School, Newark, New Jersey. After medical school, he completed a residency in general surgery at Drexel University College of Medicine, and that's MCP, Hahnemann University in Pennsylvania, completing a fellowship in vascular surgery at Temple University Hospital in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Dr. Harrington's special interests include vascular and endovascular surgery, aortic aneurysms, peripheral vascular disease, lower extremity ulcers, and we're going to be talking about both of them coming up, and carotid disease. Dr. Harrington has participated in several research projects and conducted many presentations at regional vascular meetings, certifications, board-certified vascular surgery, general surgery, and I mentioned all the other special training and special interests. Dr. Harrington, welcome to your program, sir.
Good morning. Thank you, Harry. Thanks for having us. Talk about a near and dear subject to our heart is leg swelling and venous insufficiency.
It is so important. So let's get right into it and welcome back. It's always great to do the show with you, Dr. Harrington. What is chronic venous insufficiency?
So chronic venous insufficiency is when our veins, our valves in our veins don't work right and cause a reversal of blood flow down the veins and we get leg swelling. So when we take a step back, leg swelling is a very common problem that we run into as we get older. And so it is often multifactorial. And venous insufficiency and venous disease is one cause of leg swelling. So when we see folks who have leg swelling, we want to take a look at them and see if they have leg swelling on both sides or if it's just one leg. And you also have to investigate for medical causes of swelling, such as liver disease, kidney disease, low protein states, and previous clots and lymphedema. So there's multiple causes for swelling. So when we first see patients with leg swelling, we want to try to differentiate if there might be a medical cause versus a venous cause of their swelling.
Such important content with Dr. Harrington, and the topic is chronic venous insufficiency. We'll get into lower extremity ulcers a little bit later in the program. What's the cause, Dr. Harrington?
So the most common cause of venous insufficiency is previous blood clots or deep venous thrombosis. So over our lifetime, we have a risk of having blood clots if we have prolonged inactivity, prolonged sedentary activity, or if we have injuries or surgeries where we're going to be immobilized for a period of time, we have an increased risk of blood clots. So previous blood clots is the main cause of venous insufficiency. The other cause is where we have hereditary, just over from your family inherits valves that don't work right. And venous valves are little valves inside of the vein that open and close. And when they don't close right, the blood can flow backwards, leading to venous hypertension and swelling. And you can get that from blood clots, because when blood clots form in the veins, they force those valves open. And then as the blood clots resorb or become chronic, those valves no longer work. And so you now have blood flowing backwards down the veins because of that. So you can have it both from blood clots as well as from hereditary factors.
Well, here's one that everybody would love you to give a certain answer to, but you will give the definitive answer because we'd all love it to be preventable. Can chronic venous insufficiency, and you may, ladies and gentlemen, hear it referred to as CVI, can it be prevented?
It can be prevented basically as we through our younger years, as we grow. that we provide ourselves with good exercise. Exercise is very important at keeping your body in tune and your vascular system in tune. Also, control of hypertension, prevention of blood clots, also wearing stockings or tight-fitting socks when you're on your feet a lot. So a lot of people have jobs that entail them being on their legs a lot, standing for long periods of time. So we get chronic swelling just from standing, so you want to prevent that swelling from happening by wearing either compression socks or tighter socks that go up to the knees that help keep that fluid from accumulating in the leg. And so we also want a healthy diet. It's also obesity has been shown to contribute to lower extremity swelling. So when you have a lot more weight on you, you have a lot more weight pushing down on your legs, and it's harder for fluid to drain from the legs up. Also, when you have a lot of weight, your breathing is also compromised often, and you get compression of your venous system and the pelvis and your iliac system just from the extra weight. So keeping our weight down, exercise, healthy diet, control of your cholesterol, and no smoking is the best way to try to prevent any type of venous disease.
You are listening to the distinguished Dr. James Harrington, vascular and endovascular surgeon at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. This is Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents Dr. Harrington, and the topic this half hour is chronic venous insufficiency. And a little bit later in the second half of the program, we'll get into lower extremity ulcers as well. To make an appointment, if you are dealing with this or another situation that Deborah Heart and Lung Center can be a big, big help to you, I promise you, you can make an appointment at 609-621-2080. That's 609-621-2080, or on the web at demanddeborah.org, and you'll see a hyperlink. It's impossible to miss, where you can go right to scheduling from the digital platform of Deborah Heart and Lung Center as well. This is also really important, Dr. Harrington. What are the signs and the symptoms that someone with CVI would experience?
The signs and the symptoms that they experience are swelling mainly. So you start to develop swelling, which is characteristically worse at the end of the day versus the beginning of the day. So you get swelling that gets worse over the day, and then as you rest at night and you're sleeping flat, the swelling gets better in the morning, and then it recurs as the day goes on the following day. We also can get heaviness or a feeling of just leg tiredness. As you walk, your blood starts to accumulate in your legs, and your legs can feel heavy and tired. This can also lead to some burning type pain or itching type feelings in the skin, sort of irritated from being engorged. And then we also can develop varicose veins, which are veins that can get dilated and big. And then the little spider veins that we all notice, they start to get bigger and more inflamed. They can happen. And then we start to develop some thickening of the skin, where the skin becomes thicker and it gets a little bit more darkened or more pigment in it. And that's a sign of chronic swelling. So most people develop discomfort when they're walking for periods of time and swelling at the end of the day.
We're going to come right back. It's the only break that we take during Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. And today it's Dr. Harrington on these important topics: chronic venous insufficiency and lower extremity ulcers, which we will get to, I promise. Again, to make an appointment, simple to do. You can call, or if you prefer, on any digital device, you can do so on your handheld device or laptops, iPads, whatever, desktops, demanddeborah.org, demanddeborah.org, or call 609-621-2080. That's 609-621-2080. Back with Dr. Harrington on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents right after this. Thank you so very much. It's 22 minutes past the hour. Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents Dr. James Harrington, vascular and endovascular surgeon at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. And the topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents Dr. Harrington is chronic venous insufficiency. And we will get to lower extremity ulcers coming up in our closing moments of the program. And we have a great guest listener of the program, Bob, who writes into Dr. Harrington. Dr. Harrington, is a symptom of CVI, swollen calf muscles. 2 years ago, I had a DVT due to post-hamstring surgery, which required bed rest. Dr. Harrington, what are your thoughts about the question?
So calf muscle swelling can be a sign of venous insufficiency. So you had a blood clot, and you certainly could have venous insufficiency with your valves not working right. And the calf muscles would get engorged from the blood flowing backwards down the vein and just pulling in your calf muscles. So, yes, it can be a sign of venous insufficiency.
Bob, there you go. So thanks for checking in and posing your question to Dr. Harrington. We talked about what CVI is, what causes it, can it be prevented, what are the signs and the symptoms, what are the risk factors for chronic venous insufficiency?
So the risk factors for chronic venous insufficiency are, number one, previous blood clot, which we've touched on several times. So a previous blood clot, it gives you a much higher risk of having venous insufficiency. The second is with patients who have a hereditary factor. So people with their parents or their relatives have had leg swelling and pulse veins and the venous insufficiency. So there's a hereditary factor to it. And then I think the last is really just being on your feet all the time. So any type of occupation that involves standing on your feet for a prolonged period of time, you get a chronic swelling, which can lead to some venous insufficiency. So those are the main causes. And then we also always have to work with our medical colleagues and make sure that there's no medical cause, because there's a number of medications that can give you swelling, as well as medical conditions like we touched on before, especially kidney failure, heart disease, liver disease. So we always want to make sure that we're ruling out other possible causes before we just go right to the venous. But so the venous is mostly caused by previous clots. So you want to investigate history on everybody, find out exactly what their swelling comes from.
Dr. Harrington, in terms of diagnosing CVI, how is it diagnosed? Mm-hmm.
So the diagnosis is first with a good history and physical. Just by listening to the patient, you can hear what they might have had in the past, and they can explain exactly the pathophysiology to you of having venous insufficiency just by what they tell you. Then the next stage is when we want to investigate any swelling, we always start with ultrasound. So ultrasound is non-invasive. There's no radiation, no IVs that need to be placed. We just use ultrasound, and we can get a good idea of what the veins look like. And we can also measure the function of the valves. So we can look at all the veins in both your deep venous system and your superficial system and look at the valves and really see if the valves work or not. And then if all the valves are working and we don't see anything wrong with the veins, then we might want to look for another cause of swelling besides the venous system. The last stage of diagnosis would be more invasive, which we don't do that often, which is where we'd actually do a procedure where we would take pictures of the veins, where we'd put a catheter in and into the venous system and then shoot x-ray dye and take pictures. It's called a venogram, which we do sometimes, but it's not as common for a diagnostic procedure, because just by instrumenting a vein or putting a needle into the vein, you get a little higher risk of having a clot. So we don't go right to venography with ultrasound. So those are the main diagnostic modalities. Sometimes we'll utilize CT scans or CT angiograms, mostly for looking at your veins in the pelvis or in the abdomen. Down in the legs, the CT scans are not quite as sensitive to seeing the veins as they are, as the ultrasounds are. So we usually use ultrasounds for the lower legs, and when we may get CAT scans to look at the at your pelvic and your aortic, your venous system and your abdomen as well. So those are the diagnostic modalities, but usually just with the ultrasound is what we start with.
Dr. Harrington, one more question directly about CVI. Then we're going to pivot to how CVI is related to lower extremity leg ulcers and such. I know you mentioned compression socks and things like that, but I want to give you a standalone question on how is CVI treated?
So CBI is treated with compression therapy. So stockings or tight socks are a form of compression therapy. We also have massage therapy. So you can also get massage therapy where you is another way of compressing the fluid back in. We also elevate the leg. So when you're at home, you want to have your legs up. Elevate them up above your heart if you can get them up on some pillows or just elevate your legs. And then we also treat it with overall lifestyle modification, which means that we encourage people to exercise and walk, even though they get some swelling, because that can just by walking, your muscles pump and they push the blood up towards your heart from your calf. So walking is good. We ask people to control their sodium intake and their swelling. So you want to watch what you eat. Make sure you're not getting too much sodium and swelling from that and your diet. And also we ask weight loss. So as we lose weight, it's easier for the fluid to drain from the legs. So if you're heavier, there's more fluid weight pushing down. It's easier when you have less weight pushing down, the fluid can drain easier. And so those are the main things we recommend. So it's, a lot of the management falls on the patient to chronically compress the legs, wear the stockings, watch your diet, and elevate the legs. So that's the mainstay of treatment at first. The very last stage of home treatment, if you can't get stockings on and can't control the swelling, is we do have what we call lymphedema pumps, which are basically they're Velcro sleeves that go around the calves, and they're connected to a little machine that inflates those sleeves with air, and they compress the calves. And you can do that at home for an hour or two a day. That's kind of the last stage, because it's the when you can't wear stockings, or if you're having trouble getting your stockings on, and you're kind of homebound a little bit more, we get to the lymphedema pumps. But so that's basically, the treatment is compression, and then you also want to direct it towards your underlying conditions, such as kidney failure, heart disease, hypertension is a big one. We want to watch what medications you're on. Some medications, such as Vasotec or amlodipine, can cause swelling, so we may want to adjust what medications you're on. So it's multifactorial, so that's how we treat it.
Sidebar question, Dr. Harrington. Are you a fan of those low-impact pedaling-type machines? You might be able to sit at your desk and pedal and keep moving and stuff like that. Is that helpful?
I think it is. I believe it is. I have a number of patients who do get them on their own and use them, and it's a way to get your blood moving and get your muscles moving and contracting, and I think it does help, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. And it can't hurt. How is CVI, and here's how, when we get into the lower extremity leg ulcers issues, the intersection of how is CVI related to lower extremity leg ulcers?
So CVI with lower extremity ulcers, when you get swelling in your legs, I think of it sort of like a tomato. You got swelling and the tomato will get more and more tense. And then if you get a little bit too much, boom, the skin of the tomato will pop and split. And, you know, you can't get it back together. So sort of that's what happens with the legs. If you get too much swelling, eventually your skin just gets stretched, and then you get a little tear and it rips a little bit more. And then now you have an ulcer. And it's hard to heal it because now you have a lot of extra fluid there. So fluid starts coming out. And whenever we have too much fluid coming out, it's hard for wounds to heal. So then we have to try to compress that and get that fluid back in. So that's how they're related. You get too much fluid, which can happen if you're not managing it, you're not using good compression, then you get a tear in the skin, you get an ulcer. So it's easier to prevent, because once we get an ulcer, it takes some time to get them to heal once they occur.
What are the types of leg ulcers that can develop?
So with ulcers from venous, we usually develop ulcers on the inside of the calf, just above your ankle. We can also develop them on the outside of the calf. So usually they're down on the lower leg, on the calf. They can just basically be superficial, so they're just through the skin. And you have drainage with some surrounding redness, but it's not a real deep wound, but they tend to get a lot of fluid coming out. So you get your socks get wet, your shoes get wet. So it's a difficult wound to deal with until we get it to close.
What are the problems?
When we also,
finish. Well, go right ahead.
We also have to look, too, and make sure it's not other causes, right, that people get ulcers on their lower extremities are, you know, skin cancers from chronic sun exposure. So you have to take a look and make sure it's totally from Venus. So there's other things you can have down there. There's inflammatory conditions. So there's also low-flow arterial blockages that can give you some ulcers on your legs. So you have to really make sure you're dealing with Venus before as you treat it.
What are the problems that are caused by lower extremity ulcers?
So lower extremity ulcers actually cause inflammation, and which then causes more swelling, which then causes more inflammation, which then causes more swelling. So you get into a cyclical sort of thing, which then causes your swelling to be worse in the long term, because as we have the swelling and the skin ulcers, then we start to block our lymphatic system. So we didn't really touch on that, but the lymphatic system is we all have heard of lymph nodes. We have them in our neck, and we have lymph nodes all over the body. So lymphatic system is a small channels that carry our proteins and fluids in our small vessels underneath the skin and everywhere. And they can get clogged just from inflammation, and then that leads to more swelling. So the ulcers lead to worse swelling over time. So if you can prevent an ulcer, you'll have better results with the control of swelling over time.
Two-minute drill with Dr. Harrington. Deborah Heart and Lung Center presents Dr. James Harrington, a talented vascular and endovascular surgeon at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. We're talking about chronic venous insufficiency, and we've now delved into the lower extremity ulcers aspect. And to make an appointment, you can call 609-621-2080, 609-621-2080, or on the web at demanddebora.org, demanddebora.org. What are the treatments, Dr. Harrington, that are available for leg ulcers?
So the treatments that are available are wound care, so compression modality. So we have advanced types of leg wraps, which we place on folks, which have antibacterial material on the inside and also give us good compression. Here at Deborah, we have a wound care center where we also take care of a lot of these folks, because we bring them in and we give them multimodality treatment where we also assess everything, their nutrition, see if we can help out with their nutritional intake, all their medications. And so we look at a little bit multimodality when we start to treat folks. And it tends to take several weeks to heal an ulcer once it happens. So people need to come back and forth to the hospitals or the doctor's offices to have their legs wrapped and the legs cleansed. Sometimes we have to actually trim the wounds, or what we call debridement, which sometimes can be done in the office and sometimes can be done in the operating room. So everybody's a little different. Sometimes we actually get to the point where we need to put skin grafts on folks if they have bad enough ulcers. And the other thing we didn't touch on, which we're not going to have too much time, but there's also some varicose veins that can cause some leg ulcers. So we look to see if you have some varicose veins down on the calf, which are what we call perforating veins, which come from deep inside the calf, and the blood flows backwards out and gives you an ulcer on the calf. And we can sometimes close those little veins off with a minor procedure where we put a catheter in and melt that little vein closed. So there's a bunch of different things we're going to look at when someone has an ulcer, but those are some of the modalities that we're going to use to treat them.
You are a masterclass as always, Dr. Harrington. Thank you for the clinic that you just put on, the free clinic. It's awesome, and I appreciate the time we spend together.
All right. Thanks so much for having me, Harry. We really appreciate it.
You are welcome, sir. He is Dr. Harrington. I am Hurley in the Morning. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away. To make an appointment with Dr. Harrington, or if you're dealing with something else, whether it's sleep diagnostic or all the other things, lung issues, heart, all the incredible care that's available at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, make an appointment by calling 609-621-2080 or go on the web at demanddebora.org.